common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish.
Listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, Dr. Chan, here is Harrison Friedman-Dutberg, and our guest this morning is Rick from Rick Taylor from Rick Satellite. We're going to be talking about the importance of alternative means of reaching people with our message. And basically, of course, as you know, we're moving into a very difficult period. I'm firmly convinced there's going to be a war. It's going to be a war with Iran. I believe this is being carefully orchestrated by the current administration. Supposedly, President Obama is just too busy to meet with the president of Israel, Netanyahu, who is over here. And why would that possibly be? Why, of course, so when Iran attacks, when Israel attacks Iran, President Obama can say, I had nothing to do with that. I'm not responsible for that. But, of course, we will be eventually, in one way or another, drawn into this conflict. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. It could be a very limited conflict, or it could be a disastrous conflict with the launching of EMP attacks on the United States to knock out our electronic system. There could be certainly serious consequences. They've done a trial run on a battle over in the Persian Gulf. It was a war game that was done about a year ago where they had a part of our forces pretend to be the Iranian forces with small boats attacking our fleet that's over there. And when the war games were over, we'd lost an aircraft carrier and 16 ships, and the Iranians had won, and we had lost. And in real life, this could very really happen. But remember, the Iranians certainly were placed in power by our own government. We put the mullahs in power in 79. I'm sure we control that government just exactly as we helped to bring Adolf Hitler to power in 1933. And we supplied the weapons for him both before and during the war. And we finally supplied the funding for the war through Brown Brothers Harriman, Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker. They were all there working for Brown Brothers Harriman, creating the best enemy money could buy. And that's exactly, of course, what they're doing as far as Iran is concerned today. They want a war. It's all staged. But millions, hundreds of millions could die before this is over. And it's just so vitally important that you have alternative means of getting communication. We don't know what's going to happen. And right now, of course, you can listen to this station and get your news, but what would happen if, for one reason or another, there was a shortage of electricity? You couldn't get it, but if you had a portable radio, at least you could get satellite. Well, and then, of course, another alternative would be to get a satellite receiver, and that's what Rick does. And he actually provides people with a satellite receiver system that actually can pick up a satellite that's down over the equator. And, of course, my program, Radio Liberty, is heard there on a regular basis. You can pick it up 9 hours a day. Joyce Riley and I and two other people have a 24-hour satellite transmitter on that satellite, and you can hear us at any time. and for some people in certain areas of the country, get poor transmission through a radio of any sort, and so they go to satellite. Rick, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and hello to all those great Radio Liberty listeners out there this morning. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners why they should at least consider getting a satellite system, of what they would get on that satellite system. And I should point out, we have no financial advantage to what Rick does, but we think it's important that we have other means of getting information, because certain of our stations actually pick up this program off of the satellite. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Stan. What we have is a complete satellite system that consists of a satellite dish, a round piece of metal about 30 inches in diameter, has to be mounted outside and aimed to the south at this one particular satellite that's called Galaxy 19, located at 97 degrees west longitude. You have to mount it in an area where you have a totally clear view between the satellite and your satellite dish so it can actually capture the signals. They reflect off of it and bounce into the little eye that's in front of the dish and runs through the coax cable to the satellite receiver. You have the satellite receiver inside, and it's designed to hook up to a television set, or you can hook it up, say, to a stereo if you just want to listen to the radio channels only. But the major advantage of this satellite system, it's not like the pay services. You've got no contracts to sign. You've got no monthly fees. Once you buy it, you own it, and that's the end of the cost of the system. And on this particular system, on this satellite, there's over 200 free television stations, and there's over 70 radio stations. And they have a good mix of Christian and religious television programs. There's over 30 channels that are in English. And most important, we have the Patriot Talk radio networks there. We have your station where we can get a total of 9 hours of Dr. Stan. We catch your live shows, and we get a total of 5 hours of replays throughout the day. And, of course, Joyce Riley of the Power Hours. You mentioned Chris Myers, Called to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul. On one of the other stations, you get Alex Jones and Ben the Pharmacist, and there's just a lot of good programming from the GCN network. And there's other networks there as well, like Republic Broadcasting Network, the Micro Effect, Scriptures for America, America's Voice Radio, and Access America as well. So once again, you've got good, clear, crystal digital audio and video, and no monthly fee and no contracts to sign. And we've got hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers. We've been doing this system now for over 10 years, and we feel very lucky to be in the position to offer it. And the total price of the system, that's what some of you would be wondering now, would be $199. That's total, including the shipping here within the U.S.
Now, that's really a pretty good deal, because it used to be $149. You had to pay for the shipping, and that was many, many years ago. We've been working with Rick for many years simply because we want people to have alternative forms of getting information. Now, we encourage people to listen to this radio station. It does a great job. But if something should happen, and we never know what's going to happen in this day and age, and especially as we are moving into a war scenario with Iran, we're going to be involved in this, and it may be a minor incident, it may be a major incident. We also know we're moving into a major confrontation with the Muslim Brotherhood. And certainly the Muslim Brotherhood is going to unite all of the nations over there. It already controls Egypt and East Libya. It will soon control Syria. It already controls Turkey and Lebanon. It's only a matter of time before we go to war.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Rick of Rick Satellite. We're talking about this alternative means of getting information, which could be incredibly valuable in case we do have an interruption of normal communication. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a war, and if you think this is going to be just a casual little war, like the one we went into in Iraq where we killed 500,000 to 1 million people. We don't know how many people we've slaughtered over there, how many of the civilians have died, because it's carefully concealed by the government. We do know that we're probably responsible for the death of 500,000 children there between about 1980, maybe between 1990 and 2003. But who really cares about killing 500,000 children? After all, they're Iraqi children, aren't they? And we don't care about them, or should we? Are they each one a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God? And is God going to bring his judgment on this nation because the Christians refuse to stand up and be counted and make an issue out of what's going on and demand justice from those evil and wicked people who have seized control of our government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, and is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government? Well, vitally important to survival in the difficult times that lie ahead, ladies and gentlemen, difficult times are there, and you better begin preparing for it. But vital to your survival is going to be communication and access to the information you need, going to need to have to survive. And, of course, the key to that is really to have a satellite system. Will the satellite systems work? We don't know, but there's a lot better chance they're going to work than most of the regular means of communication. So, Rick, go ahead and pick up the story about the satellite system, how it works, and go from there.
Sure. Now, you can hook it up to a television set if you want to be able to view the various television stations. And of those, there's four actual world news television stations from other countries that do broadcast entirely in English: Al Jazeera English, Russia Today, Press TV, and now China News Central is on this particular satellite as well. So now, if you don't want to run a TV all the time, out of the back of the receiver, it has composite outputs like red and white RCA jacks for just audio. So I talked to a gentleman yesterday who wanted to utilize TV sometimes, but when he's listening to the radio, he didn't particularly want to spend the electricity to run the TV set, so he's going out of the right and left audio jacks into a stereo, and then he'd just turn on the stereo, and the radio channels will play out the speakers of the stereo. And another option is if you have an FM transmitter, you can get a low-power FM transmitter just for your own home and strong enough to play outside around your home and put it on an FM frequency that's not being used in your area. and then take a little transistor radio or any radio throughout the house, actually, and tune it to that frequency, and then you can listen to whatever you have the channel set to on the satellite receiver right on that FM frequency throughout the home or in the backyard, or we have farmers that do it when they're out working in the fields, and we have low-power FM broadcasters that use the satellite to rebroadcast the signal. I mean, internet's good, shortwave's good, but can be scratchy and hard to hear sometimes, but it was important. But all these different means of getting your message out there is expensive, and satellite time is not the cheapest, but it's not the most expensive either, so it's another good way to get your show out there. Now, this does differ from the pay services. You won't get the network channels or the pay channels that you might be used to if you've done the dishNET or DirecTV or the cable services, but the other thing that you won't get is that monthly fee and no contracts to sign. So you get good, clear digital audio and TV at no cost besides the initial cost of the system.
Well, now, of course, the TV involves a lot of the major ministries. You do have a TV channel that just plays old movies, don't you?
Yes, River Broadcasting is a station that we had been on the satellite for quite some time, and they weren't able to afford to stay, but they did come back. It's been 6 or 8 months now they've been back, and they play a lot of the good family-oriented programs from and movies, black and white movies from the 50s and 60s, not a lot of the killing and the different content that's in the current-day programming on the major networks. And some of the Christian and religious TV stations, the 3ABN network now has about 8 channels on this particular satellite, and they're very popular. Amazing Facts and Amazing Discoveries have a lot of gardening and cooking shows and a lot of good children's programming. We've got a nice mix of Christian programming with Trinity Broadcasting and God's Learning Channel and Smile of the Child and Cornerstone TV, so there's a lot of variety in the way of Christian programming, and there's also around 170 foreign channels from all around the world in many different languages, so I do have some folks that speak different languages, and they do enjoy the option of having some of these different channels from around the world.
Well, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment, certainly about this satellite system, which is unique. And, of course, this satellite then, of course, is utilized by television stations across the country to get their signal from where it's broadcast into radio stations and television stations across America. That's why we have the satellite. But you have access to it through this vehicle, and there's no expense. Most of the satellite channels you're going to get have a great deal of expense, and, of course, most of the programming you're going to get is certainly put out by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Here is an alternative, and certainly you're talking about Russian TV in English and Chinese TV in English, their programming. But you're going to get the information that you need to know. Because, of course, we need to get the information because so much of this is carefully censored here in the United States so that they can control the reality of the American people. Well, what sort of response do you get from this? You say there are really hundreds and hundreds of people who have these satellite systems across America?
Yeah, there's I don't know how many, but I estimate 2 or 3 million dishes in North America aimed at this one satellite because it has such a wide variety of free programming, both radio and television. I know of no other source, no other way where I can get this wide of a selection of both TV and radio easily at the push of a button through the remote control. I suppose on the internet you have those options, but this frees up your computer, so if you need to use it for internet for other things, you've got the satellite system. You can hook it up to multiple TVs or multiple radios, as we talked about before, so you can play it throughout different rooms in the house. If you want to do that, you just come out of the back of the receiver. You can go to it with a coax cable and go to a splitter and then run cables to the other rooms. So if you wanted to have it broadcast in the bedroom and the kitchen, as well as, say, the main living room, that can be done as well. And
now,
not...
how difficult is it to actually hook up the satellite dish so you can pull in the satellite?
We were thinking alike. I was just about to say they're not too difficult to install. We've got a lot of folks that install it themselves. I'd say estimate about 75% of my customers do actually do the installation themselves. We do hook up the receivers before we ship them, and we program the channels into it, and we put the English TV stations at the top of the TV channel list, and we put the Patriot radio stations at the top of the radio list, and then we write up our own what we call a quick start sheet that will guide you step by step on how to get into the menu and bring up what we call the signal and quality bars. And while you mount the pole outside, so it requires a little mechanical ability, and you need to read through the instructions so you understand just how it all works. And you mount the pole outside, and you have to route the coax cable from the satellite dish inside to the house, hook it up to the satellite receiver, and then hook up the receiver to your TV set or your stereo, depending on how you're planning on listening. And then while someone watches the TV screen with the signal bars up from the menu, the other person would be outside and using what we call our dish alignment chart, where we take your zip code for where we're shipping the system, and we calculate the magnetic azimuth, the direction that you're going to be aiming the dish at by a compass, and a compass does come with the installation kit, and we calculate the elevation angle that the dish needs to be tilted at, that the signal is coming down from the sky. And we another little part is called the polarization angle, and that's the location of the eye out in front of the dish. It has to be rotated a certain amount of degrees depending upon where you're located at. And with those three calculations, then you can adjust the dish up and down and east and west until you see quality on the signal bar, and then you tighten everything down, and once your quality is stable and the dish is tight, then you just exit the menu, and then you pick the channels that you want to go to. So it's not real difficult to install, but not everybody's mechanically and electronically inclined, and it can be challenging sometimes to find somebody to help to install them, but there are people out there more and more that are learning about this and that are willing to do it. Of course,
all right, and certainly there are professional technicians who are acquainted with these systems, and you're one of them. Why, they'll set it up for you, but you have to pay for it, or you can do it yourself. But now you simply aim your dish at this satellite. The satellite is fixed in the sky, and you can get, of course, all of these various channels right on the satellite and bring all of this programming into your home. Admittedly, much of it is in foreign languages because countries throughout the world certainly utilize this to get the information from their studios into other television networks. They simply bounce it off the satellite, and then the television stations and radio stations pull this down. And one reason there's no charge for it is because, of course, the other television and radio stations pay for it. And you have access to this 24 hours a day without charge. Well, our number again is 1-877-254-7524. If you're out there, maybe you have one of these sets, one of these systems, give us a call. We'd like to know your impression of it. But certainly, people all across America are getting this. It's $199 shipped to you, and you have it. And the people who have it, give glowing accounts of what this is. Now, on our channel, and we have a channel 24 hours a day. I'm there 9 hours a day. Joyce Riley is there 9 hours a day. Chuck Crismeyer is there 3 hours a day. Pastor Butch Paw is there 3 hours a day. And, of course, you can listen to them. Hopefully you want to listen to my programming and Joyce. And we do this because it's a very convenient means of getting into the homes of people, especially if they're in an area where they're going to be getting poor reception. They don't have the access to the Internet. And so the growing number of people are getting their satellite connection. But, of course, one reason to consider it is we're moving into a whole different world, ladies and gentlemen, when we get into this war. And it's coming very soon. We don't know what's going to happen. It may just be a little minor situation. We may lose a few troops. We've been keeping our troops over there in the Middle East, stationed in Kuwait, stationed in Afghanistan, and that's the reason that they're there. There's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan today. But we can't tell the American people that. We have to have the excuse to keep our troops there in preparation for the coming war. But you can't let the common people understand the geopolitical considerations that the elites are using as they plan not only our future, but the future of the world. Because their ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, the destruction of Christianity, and installing the one-world ruler. That's what it's about. And when you understand that, American foreign policy makes sense. If you don't understand it, why do we spend more money for our military than almost all the other countries in the world today? I think we put out 44% or 45% of all military expenditures in the world, and we subsidize the military of Germany and of Japan, and the militaries all throughout the world to work with us so that we can dominate the world. And the average American has no idea what the real foreign policy is of the invisible government that rules America. We'll be right back, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Like to know what you think, 877-254-7524.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Rick from Rick Satellite. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment about the satellite. But you see, we have a number of means of getting our programs out. One is by radio, as you're listening to on this station. And this is an excellent station. We recommend it to you. But, of course, we have radio. We have a shortwave broadcast for our afternoon program. We have internet, and you can get us on your computer at radioliberty.com, and then just scroll down to where it says listen. Click on that. It'll take you to Soundwave 2000, and we are there. You can get our archive programs or our live programs. And, of course, it gets to the satellite from there and is picked up by some of our radio stations. So it all works and coordinates together. So there are many ways of getting our information. Actually, you can get our afternoon program simply if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes. You can listen there to the 2 hours of a day that we do on Genesis, and you can listen to it over and over again. We want you to get the information on what's really going on, because we're moving into the most difficult and dangerous time in our nation's history, and most people are totally oblivious. They have no idea of the implications of this coming war with the Middle East. But, of course, you can begin to understand the implications if you read the scriptures and you read about the prophecies, specifically Ezekiel 38 and 39 and Psalm 83 and Isaiah, I believe it says, 17. Anyway, the information is there. You certainly need to know what's going on. Remember, America is not listed in the end time scenario. Something is going to happen dramatic to this country, and I think we may, I'm saying it will, but we may be on the verge of that. Under any circumstances, you need to have alternative means of communication. You need to begin making your preparations now. You need to help us get the information out about the spiritual aspect of what's going on, because this is truly a spiritual battle, and only a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ is going to get any of us through what lies ahead. So if you're out there, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But Rick, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get one of your systems?
Okay, we'd certainly love to talk to your listeners. If you have questions, call and talk to myself, Rick, or my wife, Bobby. We're working from home doing this, and we'd love to talk to you about it. The telephone number here in Blue Springs, Missouri is area code 816-228-1801. That's 816-228-1801. Or if you'd like to see it on the web, our website is rickssatelliteusa.com. So it's R-I-C-K-S and then satelliteusa.com. We're calling this system the Global Star System 100. It's located right on the top of the homepage on the internet at my website, rickssatelliteusa.com. You can click on that link there where it says Global Star System 100, and you can see the various components, pictures of the receiver, the dish, and the LNBF, and there's links there that also show the various radio and TV stations that are all on this particular satellite. So we'd love to answer your questions. If you have a question about, you know, can I use this system where I live? Well, that's one we get a lot of calls on, to where you'd need to do your own little site survey. And once again, we can take your zip code and calculate the direction that you'd aim at. And for here in Missouri, the satellite's basically due south. And for where we're at in the middle of the United States, our elevation angle to see that satellite's right about 45 degrees. So where over in the California on the west coast, the dish would be aiming to the southeast. If you're on the east coast, your dish would be aiming to the southwest. And the further north you are, the lower the elevation angle, which, let's say, up north in Minnesota, the elevation angle for this signal would be about 33 degrees. Or if you were down in southern Texas, the look angle or the elevation angle would be closer to 55 degrees. So you just have to find some place in your area close to the house or a little further away from the house or wherever you have to do it to where you can mount that dish so it's got a totally clear view to where this particular satellite is located. Now, some folks had the pay services before, and DishNet and DirecTV, and they've had them discontinued or turned off, and they might still have the dish located there on the property or on the house. And a lot of folks will ask, well, I've got this dish here, Rick, can I just use this dish? And unfortunately, their dish is too small, and the electronics that they have on their dish, the I, or what's called the LNBF, is different technology. It's for circular polarity. So unfortunately, we cannot reuse a DishNet or DirecTV satellite dish, but in many instances, this satellite dish can mount right on that same pole, and you could use the existing cable run if the cable's already run from where the dish was inside the house. So that could save you a little bit extra work if you're able to utilize the existing pole and the cable run. But if the dish is a little bit larger, it measures about 30 by 33 inches in diameter, and once again, you're getting good, clean, Christian radio and television stations. You're getting hard-hitting information from Dr. Stan and other that are on the GCN network. You're getting a good mix of Christian television programming, world news with what Stan's telling us about what can be happening, that may be happening in the future, getting world news from other countries broadcasting entirely in English. Of course, they have their own agenda as well, but on Russia Today, you'll hear them talk about some news events that our national media would never cover. Just like when we listen to you, Stan, you'll tell us and you'll share your knowledge and teach us things that you know to be true, and we won't hear this anywhere else but on GCN Network and some of the other Patriot networks. And it's great you've got the radio station we're on today that's broadcasting your signal. It's so important to get on the airways, but satellite's another good way, another alternative, so you wouldn't have to be tied to the phone. Nothing wrong with listening on the phone. Nothing wrong with listening on the Internet, but it makes it to where I can turn it on and I can do other things and just have the sound playing, and I don't have to be next to the computer. And no monthly fees, no contracts. Once you buy the system, you own it. It's $199 complete. That's the dish, the receiver, the electronics, and the installation kit that comes with over 100 feet of cable, and that includes the shipping cost. And we're able to actually get one component at least made in the U.S. The dish is made by Weingard. It's actually manufactured in Iowa. The electronics, we still have to get them from overseas because, sadly, nobody's manufacturing them here in the U.S. But we think it's a great product, and we've got a lot of satisfied and happy users out there, and once they get it, they really, really enjoy it. We're so pleased to be able to offer this to your listening audience.
And so you get not only radio, but you get television as well, and you get this, and you can watch certainly black and white movies 24 hours a day, movies that probably have a much different moral thrust and moral message than the depraved television, so much of which we have today. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you right here at the American Freedom Network.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Rick, the Taylor of Satellite, and we're talking about the ability to get satellite transmission, and basically we're moving into very, very difficult times. Remember, I've been at this for 50 years, and I've never seen a time like this. Already the threat to America that we see today as we move into another conflict. And, of course, all of the things that are taking place today have prophetic significance, and one of the most prophetic ones is the United States as such is not specifically mentioned in the scriptures, except that, of course, if you read Revelation 18, they talk about this great society that is destroyed, alas, Babylon, mother of harlots. And, of course, this is the financial center, the trading center of the entire world. What is that? Why, it's New York City, obviously. And people tell you, oh, Babylon is in Babylon over there in Iraq, or Babylon is Rome. Well, of course, this has to be a city that is on the ocean, because, of course, neither Rome nor Babylon in Iraq are on the ocean. Read that reference in Revelation 18. To Babylon, the mother of harlots, the center, the financial and trading center of the world, being destroyed in an hour. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I personally believe that they're talking about New York City. And with that will come disastrous consequences for our financial system and for this nation. Oh, will the nation exist? Oh, the nation will be here. But, of course, I believe our people are going to become impoverished, and there's going to be, of course, the total breakdown of the structure of society and a tendency to move towards the dictatorship. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. Things are moving rapidly. Make your preparations now, and certainly one of those preparations will be the alternative means of getting information, and hopefully we'll be able to continue broadcasting, if not regularly, at least on this as an alternative source of information. And certainly, oh, Rick, as you talk to people across the nation, are more and more people aware of the real threat that America faces today since the government has been taken over by the Brotherhood of Darkness?
Well, more and more people are becoming aware of it. I've got a customer, I'm going to be one of your listeners, going to be sending a System 2 out today, and I won't say his name because I don't want to spoil the surprise, but our grandson might be listening, but he has a 16-year-old grandson who loves listening to Dr. Stan. And what's amazing to me about that is that's important. If we can get the younger folks more interested in listening to alternative news or other sources for their news instead of the national media, so they can listen and consider these other things and see what's going on. So we've got a lot of satisfied folks. We've had a good reaction. We were on your show the other day, and we've got a few systems going out to folks that heard those shows, and more and more folks are aware. Of course, when you talk about it, it's always interesting. If I try to talk about some of these things to the neighbors, you'll get a look at disbelief and different types of things, but still have to talk about it. I'll try to get them to listen to some of the radio shows that offer a lot of good health information as well. And then when they're exposed to that, they'll get some of this other news and information that, that you offer, Stan, as well. And maybe that will open up their minds to just realizing what is actually going on and how we're being controlled.
Well, you know, when people first hear this message, they think we're crazy. But if they continue listening before long, they're afraid we're not. And I've had people actually tell me that, you know, we used to think you were crazy, and now we're afraid you're not. Well, this is certainly a matter of fact. We're involved in a spiritual battle. There is a small group of wicked people who seize control of our government and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and we're working in close conjunction with the communist leaders in Russia, who we installed, the communist leaders in China, who we installed. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, we may very well go to war with these countries, but of course the war with Germany was totally contrived. We financed Germany all during the war. We built their weapons, and if you doubt that, you need to get the letter we have from Ambassador Dodd. I found in among Colonel House's papers, Ambassador Dodd, American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writing to Colonel House, asking why American corporations are building the military weapons for Adolf Hitler. Of course, that was the year, 1936, that Germany invaded the Rhineland, and of course, 2 years later, they invaded Austria and Sudetenland, all using American-built military equipment. General Motors, General Electric, certainly Ford, they were all over there, AT&T, IBM, Brown Brothers, Harriman Banks, 100 American corporations, 10 American banks, financing the best enemy money could buy, exactly as we are funding the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda today. And go up on the Internet and simply type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda, that's Pakistani intelligence, ISI funds Al-Qaeda, and then type in CIA funds ISI. We're funding this whole terrorist movement and basically in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world. But it's like deja vu all over again. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the information out, and you need to have alternative means of getting information, because the regular media, of course, is tightly controlled. And here's an alternative. You get alternative radio, alternative television, and, of course, from sources that will give you an entirely different information than you're going to get through the controlled media in America today. Well, basically, of course, most of your customers are pretty happy with their systems, aren't they, Rick, once they get them installed?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to offer something that people get so much good use and satisfaction from. You know, a lot of folks, it's unknown to them. If you listen to Dishnet or DirecTV, they want the public to believe there is no such thing as free TV anymore or free radio. You know, it's got to be a pay service. Many people in the country have to go to Dishnet or DirecTV just to pick up local television stations anymore and pay a monthly fee to be able to do that. And a lot of folks across the country just gave up TV when that happened, when the digital transition happened. And they signed the contract, and they wanted to get rid of the contract when their term expired.
Okay, we're out of time, Rick. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later. God bless.
Thank you so much, Stan.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Rick Taylor. If you need more information, you can always call our 800 number, and we can help you. Or you can go onto the Internet and simply look up Rick's Satellite, R-I-C-K-S Satellite, and get information on that. It's good to have alternative means of getting information, because we're moving into very, very difficult times. How soon is this going to be? I have no idea, but we do have a fascinating book called Petrus Romanus. Petrus, like Peter, Petrus Romanus, written by a good friend, Tom Horn. Of course, compiling all the information that talked about how the year 2012 would be a pivotal year. And 2012 is almost gone, and nothing's happened, or has it happened? Certainly a number of the Near East and Mideast countries have fallen or are falling to the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. Remember, Turkey and Lebanon were already under their control. They've gained three more countries, and Syria will soon be under their control, as will Yemen and Dubai. And of course, we know very well that there's going to be a conflict between Israel and Iran, how this will pan out, I don't know. We know that there's going to be conflicts between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. We know that there's growing evidence of conflict between China and Japan, disputes over some empty rocks sitting out in the middle of the sea there. Nothing grows on them. And yet, of course, there are rumblings between these two countries. We know very well that we've armed Pakistan with nuclear weapons in preparation for coming a nuclear war with India, and once these wars get underway, hundreds of millions of people will die. But if you read Revelation 6:8, and understand the spiritual significance of unfolding events, suddenly everything takes on a whole different perspective. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, my talk on population control, the covert agenda, on Agenda 21, the covert plan. This is a good place to start. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference on the 21st of October, where we're bringing in speakers from all over the country. And we've got great speakers. Program starts at 8:15 in the morning, goes through till 6 in the evening. We're serving lunch. You'll need reservations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Come bring your friends. You need, of course, to understand what's going on. You need to know what the future holds. And you certainly want to meet people of like mind from all across America at the annual Radio Liberty Conference, October 21st. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is at war, America is under attack today. America has been taken over by a group of wicked people who are maintaining a massive military throughout the world. We have our troops stationed in 132 nations. We have 800 to 900 foreign military bases. What are they there for? To defend America? No. to bring about this one world government. We can't let you common people understand the demonic forces that control Washington, D.C. today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, demonic forces in our nation's capital and perversion. And remember, a couple of homosexuals went to Barack Obama's church there with Reverend Wright. They died suddenly and mysteriously. I wonder who killed them. Till tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, 1-800-544-7. May the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,